This is the Super Star Shakeup. Shake up.
Shake it up.
The Super Star Shakeup.
Shake it up.
We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on.
Shake up.
I said shake, rattle and roll.
Shaking all over.
This is the Super Star Shake-Up.
Ooh, yeah.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Back in Turnbuckle Trash, it's Dave and Zane today talking wrestling in the WWE. We had a great conversation about some of the smaller promotions just a few minutes ago. But every year, right after WrestleMania, they have something called the Superstar Shakeup. It used to be called the Draft. Now they just call it the Shakeup. And Zane, there's been some big movements between Raw and SmackDown. What'd you think?
The SmackDown roster is so good right now. It's crazy. Oh, wow. It is so crazy. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. If Vince is trying to keep Raw as the top show, then he didn't do a very good job at it.
Oh, man, it was killer, wasn't it? And you look at, see, The Miz is going over there, Samoa Joe, Asuka, Jeff Hardy, Cesaro, and Sheamus, The Bar from NXT. They've got, I wish I could remember how to pronounce his name. He was the former champion there. Sia Almos, and with his valet, Vega, and that match with, was it Aleister Black at NXT TakeOver? Woo! Man, that was killer. And then you've got Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose. It's just unreal.
The Raw, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre. Everybody's saying that's the new Shawn Michaels and Diesel combo.
You know, I like it. I've always been a fan of Drew McIntyre. I thought he got the short end of the stick when they did that three-man band piece of you-know-what that they did. But he is incredible to watch. And, you know, you and I are both huge fans of Dolph Ziggler. I think it's going to be a great comment.
So I was on Instagram. You know, they were showing there was that picture. There's a picture going around of Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre you know, everybody's, and then somebody in the comments was like, "Oh, do you realize that Heath Slater's on Raw now too? They can get 3MB back together." And I was like, "Why would you ever do that? The Engineer Mahal, why would you ever do that? That was the worst decision ever. That was the worst faction ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I can't believe somebody was a fan of the 3MB. I mean, I like Heath Slater, but I thought that was a terrible gimmick, especially when you put gender in there. Ooh, baby, that was pretty bad. And then I like the twist they did on Raw with bringing in Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, with them not being employed, and now they're on the Raw roster. I thought that was good.
And you got to talk to me about when Kevin and Sammy show up on Raw, and Kurt, they did a backstage segment, and I sent you a YouTube video.
Yeah, it was the way that Kevin and Sammy react to the authorities, you know. Kurt, it's incredible. I love it.
Well, I was thinking how funny that was when they show up on Raw, and Kurt Angle says, "What are you guys doing here?" And they're like, "Well, you know, we had some differences over at SmackDown." And he says, "Well, I hear TNA is hiring."
Oh, that was that just went viral, didn't it? Everybody was talking about that one. That was hilarious.
That was a very creative move there. That was awesome.
That was awesome. I thought that was incredible that they would allow that going. The writers would go. But they didn't mention Impact because it's not TNA Impact anymore. It's just Impact Wrestling. Pop. So back on pop. But yeah, that was a great segment, and the way they worked him into being on the Raw roster, I really liked. The glorious one, Bobby Roode, moves from SmackDown to Raw. I am hoping upon hope that they'll turn him heel.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's a very good babyface in that.
Could you imagine right now if they brought James Storm in and did Beer Money in WWE? Oh my gosh. Dude, that would be incredible.
That Beer Money team was really fun
to
watch.
They were good too. That was, I don't know, that was a weird decision when they broke them up, but you know, all good things must come to an end. But and then one of the big surprises of the night was the premiere of somebody we've talked about for a long time. He's a former MMA champion. Well, I guess, is he a champion or just competitor? Bellator?
No, he actually won the belt in Bellator, I believe.
And
yeah,
a former WWE superstar from one of my favorite segments, the Battle of the Billionaires, who represented none other than President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The man, the myth, the legend, Bobby Lashley.
You've been a fan of his for a long time, haven't you?
I like him.
Uh-huh.
The whole MMA weird thing they did in they were doing on TNA or Impact right before he left was kind of silly, but he's a stud, dude. He's a stud.
There's not an ounce of fat on that man.
He's a tough dude.
He took all that fat and gave it to me, man. I'm telling you, he is built. And he's that kind of built that's not overly muscled, but it looks like he's worked out every muscle in his body. He could probably lift 300 pounds with his big toe. He is just that looking strong. He's awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him smash Brock Lesnar's face right into the mat and take the belt. You know, and then
I would love that. That would be a good match.
You know, and I hope they wouldn't just. I hope they would give him some time. You know, let's lock out a solid 50-minute match. You know, no disqualification. You know, no count out, and let them and just step away. Just WWE, creative, Vince, whatever. Step away and let them just work it out between them. Because with their MMA background, if somebody gets hurt or if somebody catches an elbow, they're used to it, you know.
Yeah.
They just let them tear each other apart. I mean, obviously you want to be safe about it and you want to make sure that it's all is well. But could you imagine how entertaining that would be?
I would rather see that match right now than Braun Strowman against Brock or Roman Reigns against Brock. That, to me, would be a great match. And then, if you wanted to do a three-way, then put in Samoa Joe, you know? But that would be fun. That would be an absolutely fun match to see.
Dude, I don't know. You know, why are they doing a rematch at the Greatest Royal Rumble thing with Brock and Roman? I mean, seriously.
Well, that's what Samoa Joe has been saying. You know, why? Why is he getting all this special treatment? And, you know, I think the crowd is looking at that, too. But also at this Greatest Royal Rumble, there's been a little bit of controversy involving the Undertaker.
Yeah, what? The Undertaker versus Rusev, and then it was Chris Jericho, and now it's back to Rusev, and I'm a little confused as to what's going on there.
Evidently, there was some problems with Rusev and Lana about the way he was being booked, not necessarily because of the Rusev Day, which is, I mean, he's making a mint off those t-shirt sales, but there was some sort of problem backstage. Maybe he was getting ready to renegotiate his contract. At one point, Rusev actually deleted all of his WWE references off his Twitter account. And that's when it came out that he was no longer working for the WWE. And then it was like 2 days later, the WWE said the casket match is back on with Rusev against The Undertaker. Hmm.
Dude, you know, a guy like Chris Jericho, he's got a pretty sweet gig going on, doesn't he? Where he can, you know, step in and you know, make a few bucks, put on a pretty decent match here and there, and then step back aside and go to Japan and make a few bucks.
Yeah, that match with Kenny Omega was incredibly fun. And then he's got that cruise, I think, is coming up. What's that, in October?
Awesome.
He's going to do that cruise? Yeah.
They're going to have a ring on the boat and putting on matches, and he's going to have music. And that would be a Dave and Zane dream vacation.
That would be a little rock and roll, a little bit of wrestling, man. That would be a lot of fun. That would be a blast, by the way. Some of the other wrestlers that are going to Raw, Chad Gable now is split up from Shelton Benjamin. Evidently, they're going to book him as a singles wrestler. I don't see it. Maybe mid-card, probably. Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder both come over, but they're still going to be rivals against each other. Breezango.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion Police.
Stop! Those shoes don't go with those pants. Fashion Police, move it.
Do I hear a yawn yet?
I'm just so... want the Fashion Police to take off again so bad.
They just ruined them, didn't they? They had some great segments,
dude,
and then they were gone.
When Tyler Breeze was the custodian, why did they not take the belts that night, dude?
Oh, I don't know. They could have ran with him doing, you know, the old lady gimmick and the custodian gimmick with the mop. They could have ran with that for at least 2 to 3 months, and it would have been great storytelling, they dropped the ball.
Fandango is funny, man. I don't care what you say. I mean, a lot of people don't like that whole gimmick thing, but I think it's friggin' hilarious, and I wish that they would let him do a little bit more with it, because they're funny.
Yeah, I think that on Raw, where they have the 3 hours to fill, it might happen, you know, that, and I hope it does. I don't mind the gimmick, but like I just said, when they did that thing with the mob and the old lady, that was funny. It was good. And then all of a sudden they were gone. The WWE completely dropped the ball on Breezango and the Fashion
Police.
Like
the tag team roster on Raw is going to be really good. I mean, you've got, you know, Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy now, and then you've got Fandango, Tyler Breeze, you've got Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. I don't know if they'll be tag teaming, but they very well could. The Big Show, he could really team up with anybody, and he's proved that.
And then maybe Drew
McIntyre,
Dolph Ziggler.
That would be a good quality tag matches. I mean, so, and Tyler, you know, I mean, sorry, Tyler, Rhino and Heath Slater, you know, another good quality tag team. And so it looks like there's some pretty good tag team potential on Raw right now.
Oh, and don't forget the Ascension.
Yeah, if they don't screw them up, which they already have.
If they don't screw them. Yeah, they have, so... Mike Kanellis is now on Raw. When's the last time you saw Mike Kanellis?
Well, what happened? He came out with Maria, and then all of a sudden he was gone.
She got pregnant.
Oh.
And he started doing mid-card stuff and dark matches.
Oh.
So whether they'll use him better or not, I don't know. That's all on the Raw side. But like you said at the beginning of the segment, man, SmackDown is stacked. I mean, with The Miz going over there, it looks like it's going to be The Miz and Daniel Bryan doing a feud.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, because you remember when The Miz was on SmackDown before, and that promo, I don't know if that was we talked about that before, if that was edited or if that was fake or if that was real, when when the Miz just completely destroys Daniel Bryan with words. I mean, dude, after he got done screaming and yelling at Daniel Bryan, I was like, wow.
It's awesome, wasn't it? I just think he's such a talent. I never was a Miz fan until about 2 years ago, and then I saw him just take
off. Dude, and the Miz is one of those ones, you know, everybody makes fun of him because of how he got his start and where he came from, but, you know, just because a guy wasn't born in the business like Roman Reigns and The Rock and some of those doesn't mean he can't fetch and wrestle, you know, and he can't, I mean, his mic skills alone are just he cuts the best promos of anybody on the roster.
And he knows how to work the crowd so well. He gets the crowd eaten out of his hand. It's awesome. I think he's such a talent. So it's going to be fun watching the next couple of months, man. I'm telling you, I like the things that they've done on SmackDown. Sanity's coming up. That's another great tag team from NXT. Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, if they don't screw them up, they could do good things. They completely dropped the ball on this Balor Club thing with those two. I don't know what they were trying to prove with that.
No, and I don't get it, and I don't understand the whole. And we don't need to get into politics because you and I have talked about that before. But the Balor Club's now rainbows and Hello Kitty, and I mean, I thought the Balor Club was supposed to be badass and. Like, oh, but there's room in the Balor Club for everyone. Nope, sorry. Nah. Sorry, there's not. Nah. But whatever.
Yeah. And Big Cass returned, man. Yeah, I love Big Cass, so.
That'll be good. Dude didn't. It's going to be good, man. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And so we've got Greatest Royal Rumble coming up, and then. Backlash, and then Money in the Bank, Extreme Rules, and then in August is SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So,
and I love that SummerSlam is always in New York City. I mean, if you think of summer, you think of New York City,
town,
don't you?
Summer in the city, back of my neck, getting dirt and gritty.
Hey, man, little oldies. That's my kind
all
of music, dude.
All the brown people looking half dead.
Even know that your parents did a good job with you, Zane.
Dude, my parents are a lot older than that. My parents are like, my dad would be like Roy Rogers and Dean Martin, and then my mom would be like Elvis Presley, and so, you know. This is just because maybe I had a good DJ on the radio in the valley that I was from.
you used to listen to me a lot, didn't you?
Well, a conversation for off the air, but yes, Cool 103.9 was one of my favorite stations. And
thank you, man. I appreciate
still
that
one
a lot.
Of my favorite stations, but you know.
Yeah. It's a lot,
little bit,
and
little
you're
bit's
still,
changed.
You know, miles and miles.
Changed a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's
bit,
changed a little bit. Yeah.
I've always loved Cool 103.9. That's how I met Dr. Dave. Was at the radio station when I won. Dedicate a song to the one you love.
Oh yeah, what was the song you
did to your
wife? You
are the woman that I always dreamed of. I knew it from the
Fireball.
Start.
Yeah, that was a good song too, wasn't
it?
Fireball.
Stuff, yeah. But... Yeah, dude, lots of good stuff coming up. Doesn't look like any pay-per-views are making it out this way, though, for a while.
No. By the way, our friend Andrew Sowell successfully defended his UCW Zero Heavyweight title against Guerrero Azteca at the UCW a couple weeks ago. Way to go, Andrew. He does everything just so well. And Tom Jad did well. That's a great little small promotion.
They do a good job. They do a good job. And I do think that it's funny how they all make, you know, they're all friends on the show, but they all make fun of each other on Facebook and stuff. It's pretty funny.
They
do a pretty good job of making fun of each other. So.
Yeah, and I was watching ROH a couple of weeks ago, one of their TV tapings they did in Las Vegas, and they did a bit with Cody and Kenny Omega. It was like the last thing on the show. And, of course, they were fighting each other, and they had to get the security from the back. One of the security members was Big. I think he's got a ton of potential.
Maybe we got to do this for next show, but I'd like to know, can you dig up a little information on what's going on with Cody right now? I guess there was some controversy with him and the Bullet Club and a few things within the last month. I'd like to hear more about that, and maybe you could give us an update on that.
I can do that. I'll get it ready for the next pod. Well, so
I think that you're kind of up against a time crunch. I've got the day off, so I can do whatever I want.
You're going fishing.
I'm calling in sick today.
I do have a couple of things I need to take care of this afternoon, but yeah, it has been so much fun talking to you, man. That's awesome. Yeah, so we'll try to get Chris on the mat back with us. I was talking to my nephew Kelly Denton, and we're going to try to do a segment with him. We got some interviews possibly in the works, and we're just going to have fun with some of the Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, thanks, D.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! You know.
Reported once again, the old man screwed up.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, but there's room in the Ballet Club for everyone.
This is the greatest show. That was the worst decision ever. That was the worst faction ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ajay is in love with Charlotte.
I thought he had
a
wife.
Don't tell his wife. He does, but he's in love with Charlotte.
Sorry, Dave. I'm just gagging a little bit because you mentioned the last two matches of WrestleMania, and kind of upset my stomach a little bit.
Welcome back.
Before, this is an opinion, and we know what our opinions are, and we are just fans. We are not professionals, nor do we claim to be. So, from this fan's point of view, and the ref's going, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Ring the bell! Ring the bell!
Your parents did a good job with you, Zane.
Did my parents.
And I think that dude has just gotten the complete, total, ever-living excrement beat out of him.
Silence your cell phones, hold your applause, and...